Okay, Sue, hello.
Hi, this is Kristen from My Mom So Hard.
Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. Can I add Jen real quick?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, let me get her on there real fast.
Are you guys good at that? Like, you know, I know it's like FaceTiming, but adding another caller?
We're horrible.
I mean, yeah. We've gotten kind of good at it, but I think anytime you say, are you good at something, then I immediately jinx it.
Yeah, you're totally going to screw it up. Yeah,
then you're not.
Hold on one second.
I always end up dropping callers on accident.
Okay, hi. Do we have everybody? I think I have Jen on here now.
Yes, we do. Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Good. So we have Kristen and Jen from hashtag #IMomSoHard. We are Josie and Candace, both moms as well.
Yes.
I have a 5 and 7-year-old, and Candace has...
I have 3 grown adult boys that really can act not grown up, and I blame myself for that.
Yeah.
There's like one almost 30, and the other ones are mid-20s, and sometimes they act like junior high idiots, and every time I say, gotta be my fault. Must be my fault.
That just means they had fun when they were little, I think.
It's not your fault. Past 20, it's not your fault.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
You think they're going to be like grown up and you're not going to have broken furniture, but it's not the case.
No,
right.
You know, I have been listening to you guys say things like that for so long.
It's very validating.
I know. Josie, when she started having kiddos, I said, you have got to watch these two. Now, they drink a lot of wine on their back patio. I mean, back in the day, you did. I don't know if you still do. But you had littles at the time.
Very, very little. Very little. When we started, Delilah, which is Jen's youngest daughter, she was, good God, when we started, she was, what, 6 months old?
Yes.
And
yes.
How old is she now?
She's in the 4th grade.
Oh, my gosh. But that just, you know, says how successful you guys have been, how relatable you are. I appreciate it. Now, speaking of this, it's always important to have, like, a woman in your life that maybe that's been there or is there in the fight with you. Real quick, my son went to kindergarten on Monday. And
first day of kindergarten.
First day. School calls me at 2:35 and they're like, well, Daxton had a little incident with another boy in PE. Their heads smashed together.
The first day.
And no. Daxton's teeth got pushed into his mouth and he's got a big lip. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I said, hey, that's okay, Josie. Don't feel bad because she's blaming herself and they roughhouse. I said, no. My oldest, the first day of kindergarten, decided to play with another kid, leapfrog.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, boy.
And I said, and he's now successfully married, has a job, is like an engineer, all despite all of my parenting. So you'll be fine.
But you know what I appreciated the most is Candace, as soon as she heard the story, all she did was give me a hug. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys are like. You give us hugs all the time. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you.
We are so excited for this show coming up in Sioux Land, Sunday, October 27th. We need to get that date out. Gals, you need to mark this on your calendar.
Yeah.
And if you've got a fun husband, bring him along. He will laugh his butt off and realize you're not as insane as he may think you are.
Or that it's actually legit, you know? Or bring your other mom friends.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, we often say, listen, if the only way you're going to go out is if you make it date night and you got to bring the husband, bring him. He's going to sit there. He's going to hopefully just buy everybody drinks and he's going to learn a little something. But the best case scenario is that you can make it a night out with your girls and just get dressed up and make it a night and have the most fun. Because that's the thing we're most proud of is it's a giant party and our goal is just to try to make everybody pee their pants.
Can you tell us? That's not hard anymore in my life. I'm just saying.
After having kids.
Yeah. That bar is a pretty low, girls. But do you have topics that you're going to do? Do you take, when you go out on the road like this, because a lot of these you were doing like podcasting and, you know, in your backyard or in your living room. Yeah. Or when you go out on the road and do these shows, do you like have a set things or do just things come up?
Yeah, it's a two-person stand-up show. So before Kristen and I were mothers, we were writing comedy, performing comedy. And then, you know, we just thought having kids would kill that part of our lives, that we wouldn't laugh about anything ever again, probably.
Yeah.
But then the babies started providing all of this material. And now we've got tweens and young teens providing endless material. So this is our 4th national tour. And so we've got, like, so much material. It's like if you have new kids, you're going to relate to it. If you have older kids, you're definitely going to relate to it because we're in the Riz, we're in the what's
the Skibbity Toilet, the Sigma, the
oh my,
the words that nobody knows what anything means. My daughter said that I slay. I think that was a good thing. I wasn't sure. I had to look it up.
Yeah, Google it.
But